JKT Mobile. TFW Mobile. Good morning. Dude over here says it's going to be going bad for you when you get down to the 54.
Anywhere near where I can worry about 54 yet, I got to worry about 87 first.
Okay. And granddaughters and that came over on Sunday. And that, so that was nice to see them. And other than that, just I had to work a half a day on Saturday. And that, but it was good.
And we got some good running in yesterday. And strike some good lines. And that was good. It was fun weekend.
I played most of the yard, so that was a good thing.
Cut both houses. I didn't get the backyards done this weekend, but I'm going to try to do those today.
Got there this morning.
Well, now I'm trying to get, I'm going to have to come on to 85 down at Gossett. So I'm just taking the back roads to get down there now.
They getting it all bunched up. You might want to go down 14 when you get down there to it and cut back across on Pelham Road, because it stopped there about 2 miles worth.
Picked up by the time I get down there, but we'll see this morning. I've got enough of delay up here that it might give me enough time for them to get the cones up and figure it out down there.
This morning, I didn't sleep good last night for some reason.
Yeah, we have a neighbor, and they've got 3 dogs they keep outside in kennels. And they started barking at like 3 o'clock this morning for some reason. And they got our dogs all worked up. They got my dogs all worked up. They're making noise. And, you know, at that time of year, you know, this guy's got 3 unneutered males that he's keeping in kennels outside his house. He never takes them out. He never walks them, never plays with them. And they're both, 2 of them are working breeds, and they're bored out of their minds. So they just act up and misbehave. It's just, you know, we've had several talks with them about it. And, not sure what to do next, but yeah, last night was rough.
Mine, I let her out at 4, and she barked a little bit, but usually if she barked, there's a coyote in the backfield or a deer or something like that. She smells something for sure.
What do you do about this situation? Because this has been going on for a little over a year since they got their second working breed dog. He's got a Belgian Malinois and a German Shepherd over there. That he just keeps in kennels 24 hours a day. And I don't want to talk to the county. I don't want to get the county involved. But at this point, it's really just disturbing the peace of the neighborhood. And, you know, those dogs are very unhappy. So, you know, we're debating what to do about it.
That Belgian Malinois, he don't like to be cooped up like that. He needs to be out there running and doing some stuff. I got that Jack Russell mix from my daughter. He mostly stayed in a kennel in the house, and he can get to run around and that, and so he's always acting out. He's been perfectly fine at our house.
I'm mad if he would just get him neutered, but he doesn't want to for some reason, because, you know, it's just like a very southern thing, right? And, you know, convincing them is going to be difficult.
About that.
It's showing me a 6-minute delay, and it's got the Pelham Road bypass as about a similar ETA, so I might just tough it out.
But it was slow on that, but like you said, it may be starting to pick it up, so that'll help out.
To the point where I just stay on 85 a lot of the time, because you, especially around like Pelham, Woodruff, Greenville area, like you know, Google can say, oh, well, this will be like 4 minutes faster, but it tells everybody that at the same time, and so the side roads get completely jammed up, and then it ends up taking longer to try to take a detour than if you just stay on 85. This morning.
Yeah, this morning.
Went down to the Greek festival on Saturday. I totally forgot about that. We took the kids down there and had some Euros and watched some dancing and music and stuff. It was pretty good. Yeah, at Greek Orthodox Church on Academy Street, they have this big Greek festival every year.
At my my wife, the restaurant my wife works at, the people are Greek. The one called Stacks Omega. It's kind of right there at the Haywood Mall and 385, kind of in that area.
There's a restaurant called SPAC, just SPAC by itself. It's at the exit 90, but it's run by people from Tajikistan.
That one, this one's been here since the late 80s.
We'll have to check it out because Courtney and I definitely love some Greek food. She's from Chicagoland, so she used to work at a Greek restaurant when she lived in Joliet, so when she was a kid. They had this like 24-hour Greek restaurant up there that she worked at. So yeah, Greek food is definitely awesome.
I have some Greek food. It's more of a Chicago diner type restaurant, but they got like 400 items on the menu, and that's not the cheapest place, but I mean, a lot of people like the food. The kind of food they serve isn't what I'd normally go for, but there's several Stacks, but you want the Stacks Omega.
So yeah, I'll check it out.
Weekend, you're gonna be on the wait.
It'll be a good exercise for the kids being the patient.